This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Well, here's something that's a real eye-opener. Megyn Kelly, the journalist, former Fox News journalist, then she went over to NBC News when she got fed up with Trump, I think. She's been fired from NBC News for the most insanely very slight offensive speech issue. She was part of a panel, and they were discussing Halloween costumes and, I think, cultural appropriation. And as you may know, the lunatic left has an issue now with, I guess, all Halloween costumes that have anything to do with somebody being, let's say, a Mexican or a princess or a Middle Eastern person or, of course, a black person. And there was this discussion about whether it should be okay for people to go blackface for Halloween. I guess that's white people dressing up and doing face paint to look black. Or I suppose you could have black people face painting themselves to look white. I guess that would be called whiteface. And anyway, Megyn Kelly was talking about this, and she said something like, and I'm paraphrasing, but this is close, something like, when she was a kid, it was okay to dress up in blackface as long as you were sort of honoring a famous African-American TV character, movie star, or something like that. So you were just playing a role, in her words. You were, it's not like you're mocking black people to do that. It's like you were dressing up like, you dress up like the Pirates of the Caribbean, you dress up like whatever the captain's name is there, or you dress up like Peter Pan, or you dress up like, I guess, Arnold Schwarzenegger in The Terminator. Like, people like to wear costumes where they dress up as sort of famous people. So maybe she was talking about that there's a character in movies that's a famous black character, like, I don't know, like Spawn. That was the superhero movie where the superhero is a black character. And, there are many, many African-American heroes in pop culture and throughout movies and comics and so on. And maybe she was talking about somebody dressing up to sort of look like one of these characters. In any case, the outrage from the left was just deafening. They went after her, accused her of being a racist, accused her of being the most horrible person ever for daring to suggest that somebody might have a Halloween costume involving, I suppose, any form of blackface, right? I mean, I would never do something like that. But I'm part Indian. What if I go out dressed up as an Indian? I'm part Cherokee. And not 1,024th like Elizabeth Warren. I'm actually way more than that Cherokee Indian. But what if I went to a costume party dressed up as an Indian? Would that be like, oh my God, you're so evil, it's cultural appropriation? But I am Indian, partly. Like maybe 10%, something like that. So is that cultural appropriation or not? It turns out all these rules of the left are just insane. You can't parse the rules. They never make any sense. There's all this outrage that's just highly selective. There's not any consistent set of rules about what's cultural appropriation versus honoring the culture. So if I walk into a museum and there's an Indian headdress on the wall, well, how come that's not racist? Oh, because it's in a museum. Well, what if I put it on my head? Oh, all of a sudden that's racist. But wait, I'm part Indian. Is that not racist, or is it racist? Who can parse these rules? Nobody. So anyway, Megyn Kelly gets fired from NBC News for her blackface comments, which, frankly, if you listen to her say what she's saying, it didn't sound like she was engaged in any kind of racist attack or commentary. I think she actually condemned the practice in modern times, but said that it was okay when she was younger. I think that's what she was saying. I'm not 100% sure. But it wasn't anything like attacking black people. And it wasn't encouraging white people to paint their faces black and go out and pretend to be black people. It wasn't that. It was something much less than that. It was almost just a casual comment as part of the context of a much bigger discussion about why blackface is bad in modern day Halloween, according to the rules of the left. So she gets fired for this. And that's after she was forced to make this major on-air apology, pleading with people, oh my God, and cried on air, I'm so sorry. You know, she was like, I'm so sorry. Didn't mean to offend anyone, blah, blah, blah. You know, the usual apologies that they give for this stuff. And she got fired anyway, which proves the point that when she left Fox News, she thought she was going to go to a safe space, the safe space of the liberal-run NBC News Network, where liberals are in charge and women will be safe. And it turns out, if you're a woman and you mention the word blackface, even when you're not condoning it and you're not endorsing it, you just mention it, or you say that it used to be okay when you were kids, if you're honoring a well-known character, let's say, if you say that, all of a sudden you're the enemy of the left. So she's out. Now she's going to get her full payout. I think it's $60-something million, $69 million maybe. She's going to get a lot of money, but she's out. And so now she can't go back to Fox News, because she burned those bridges. You know, she attacked Trump. She did a hit piece on many, many different conservatives in the news space. She attacked them. Now she's offended the leftists accidentally by with her blackface comment. So now she's got nowhere to go. It just goes to show you that you have to bow down to every little demand. You cannot sway one iota from the demands of the left, or you will be ostracized. You will be demonized. Which is, of course, totally insane. Because those of us who are pro-liberty and pro-America, and we love the human race, and like myself, you know, I've always said we're all black people and white people together. We're all of our ancestors were black people from Africa. I've talked about that many times. We're brothers and sisters. Why do people have to divide everybody based on color? It's insane. I look at someone whose skin happens to be a darker color. I don't think of them as a black person, skin with dark color. I just a fellow human being. My question is, do you support liberty? Are you part of the solution for humanity and long-term sustainability through individual liberty? Or are you promoting tyranny and authoritarianism, taking away people's rights and so on? And, you know, I'm the one who, I did the lecture called, what was it called? The Science Agenda to Exterminate Blacks. And that lecture talked about the multiple attacks on people of African heritage through the food supply, through the medical system, through the abortion industry, infertility drugs, vaccines laced with spontaneous abortion drugs given only to black women in Africa, for example. I'm the one who did the lecture on this. I have exposed all of this. And I see people of all races and colors as just fellow human beings. And that's the proper way, I think, to look at all this. And in that context, you know, if I see someone in a Halloween costume and they're dressed up like honoring a Mexican hero from the past or something, they have a sombrero and they have a Mexican mustache, I don't say, oh, I'm condemning you for cultural appropriation. No, you don't know what their reasons are. Maybe they're honoring a Mexican war general through in history or something. Who knows? You can't just leap to these conclusions. You don't know. Even someone dressed up as a black person, maybe they're honoring Martin Luther King or something. Not making fun of Martin Luther King, but actually honoring that part of history and honoring the principles of Martin Luther King. You know, what if a black person dresses up as a white hero of history? Like, I don't know, who's a white hero of history? Let's say Einstein. Most people would consider Einstein to be white, although today we would call him an immigrant because he's obviously was not American at first. He was an immigrant. But if a black person dresses up like Einstein, is that racist? Is that cultural appropriation? They paint their face white and wear a big gray wig and glasses and do the Einstein impression. Is that racist? Well, not if they're honoring Einstein, right? What if you dress up as Michael Jackson because you love Michael Jackson music? And I got to admit, you know, I'm a fan of Michael Jackson's music. I grew up with a lot of Michael Jackson albums, like Thriller, for example, and other earlier albums from Michael Jackson. We used to play his music in our household. You know, you just dance around to Michael Jackson. He's great. And I grew up in that kind of environment. We had friends who had white skin. We had friends who had dark skin. We had friends who had medium grade skin. You don't think about it. It wasn't part of the definition of who we were. It's just, these are our friends. These are our teammates on the track team. You know, I ran track in high school. And, you know, thank God we had some very, very athletic individuals on the team who happen to have dark skin. You know, but you don't think about that on your team. Just like, these are my teammates. We're trying to win. You know, we're on the 400 meter relay. And, you know, thank God the last leg of that relay is handled by this guy. His name was Lewis, who was like the fastest runner we had ever seen. And he was a black dude, and he was like super fast. Awesome. And we'd have like a group dinner after a track meet, or sometimes a lunch before the track meet. All of us on the track team, we're on the varsity track team. We'd be in a restaurant hanging out together, you know, just joking around together, having fun. High school kids, we're on the track. We don't think about, oh, that person's black, that person's white, that's cultural appropriation. The white person has dreadlocks, that's bad. No, we weren't doing any of that stuff. That's nonsense. That's totally insane. But that's the way everything runs today. I mean, we had better race relations in the 1980s than we do today, frankly, at least from my experience. I didn't have any racial issues with anybody where I was growing up, and that was in the Midwest. We didn't have any problem with people. We didn't have any racists on our team. I didn't even know any. Well, wait a second. I do remember there was one guy who was a classmate in my class. Now I remember that told like an N-word joke one time. I do remember that because I remember being a little shocked. Like, I was thinking, like, what are you here from the 1950s? Why are you saying things like that? What? Because that it was so alien to me. I still remember it. But I think that only happened once. I don't recall any other time hearing that. It was like an N-word joke, you know? Just a very, very bad, very senseless type of racist joke. But I think I only heard that one time growing up in the Midwest. And from one guy who was kind of a goofball anyway, obviously a racist goofball. The guy's probably dead from an opioid overdose by now. Who knows, right? You know, there's always crazy people in every group. But there wasn't a culture of racism. So I don't even get this about how Megyn Kelly mentions blackface, and all of a sudden she has to resign, even though she mentioned this apology. It didn't sound to me like she was being overtly racist, and yet the hypersensitivity of the culture today turns practically everything into a racist. Someone would probably call me a racist even for just talking about this, even though what I'm describing here is how I grew up in a culture of absolute non-racist. I mean, just really racial unity, you could call it, racial cooperation, racial embracing many different cultures and races. One of my teammates, one of the best runners, was Filipino. And then another one of my friends, he was of German heritage. And so we had a Filipino, we had a, you know, German heritage guy who, of course, grew up in America. We had Lewis, who I already mentioned, who was African-American and crazy fast. That dude could run like a 52-second quarter mile in the 10th grade. I mean, seriously, guy was insane. Did he win state? I don't know. He was just crazy fast. Small, kind of Langley-looking guy, by the way. I mean, not that tall. He wasn't a football player. He wasn't big and strong, but he was just quick. He was like a Bruce Lee looking kind of dude in terms of his muscle, just like thin and lean and muscular and just like crazy fast. He should have been a martial artist guy. I don't know what he's doing these days. Who knows? But the culture I grew up in, we didn't even think about being racist. It wasn't a topic. It wasn't a conversation. And yet today, everybody's just so focused on, what's your skin color? Why does any of that matter? If we're supposed to be living in a tolerant society of equality, why are we even talking about skin color? I mean, I'm so far past that. You know, people are not skin deep. People are much more than just the color of their skin. That's where we should be focusing our efforts. We should be looking at people's philosophy, people's ethics, morals, behavior. I welcome interacting with people of any race or any color or any religion even, or any national origin, if they support these important philosophical concepts of individual liberty and freedom and, you know, sovereignty for America, things like that. These are the issues that matter. And that's the healthiest way to approach all of these things. So Megyn Kelly is a victim of her own desire to move to a liberal safe space. And she's destroyed herself by rejecting the ideas of liberty. And she's now a victim of the philosophically empty system that she tried to embrace, but which attacked and destroyed her, even as a woman. Which tells you that when they say they're pro-women, no, they're not. Just being a woman gets superseded by your cultural appropriation, you see. So she's gone. And it's just a sad commentary, frankly, on just how vindictive the entire PC system has become in America today, where no one acts like an adult anymore. It's all just these childish accusations and leaps of intent that aren't rooted in reality at all. But thanks for listening here, Mike Adams. Hope I give you some interesting things to think about. You can read my website at naturalnews.com or watch my videos at brighteon.com. Brighteon. BRIGHTEON.com. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing
in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangersStore.com. I thank you for your support.